Spending a few minutes now with Villanova football coach Mark Ferrante as his squad is winding down spring workouts. They will wrap them up this week. And first of all, coach, you've got most of the practices in the books here. What have you seen? You like the progress the group has made?
Yeah, things are going well, Matt. We had a good training prior to spring ball this January when they came back in January and February. A lot of energy, excitement, and enthusiasm in the weight room, and some guys making some significant strides in there. You know, the weight gain guys have added some poundage. We've had a couple weight loss guys that needed to shed a few, and so that went really well. And as you mentioned, we're almost done with spring ball. We've had 13 so far of the allowed 15 practices. We'll finish up at the end of this week. And, you know, things have been going well. The excitement, energy, and enthusiasm seems to have carried right over to the practice field, and you know, the guys have been out there putting forth really good effort so far.
Position wise, what were some groups you really wanted to get a look at, and have you gotten any questions you had answered to this point?
Well, as you know, there's still competition going on within certain positions. You know, the offensive line is where we were probably hit the hardest with graduation. Both of our tackles, Ethan Greenidge and Brandon Hittner, both seem to be getting some NFL interest, and I know they both have aspirations. And then, you know, Zach Bednarczyk, our quarterback, and Aaron Forms, our top running back, and Jared McClinton, our top receiver, slot receiver, and Ryan Bell, the tight end. So those were the areas we were hit with graduation. So those were the areas that we, you know, were hoping someone would step up and, you know, fill in some of those voids. The running back position with Aaron's departure seems to be pretty solid right now. You got Justin Covington, you have Damone Drew, and then you have Jalen Jackson. So we feel good there, and we have a couple of new guys coming in. And then tight end Simon Bengelis has really had a nice spring. So we're excited about Simon and how he's been able to go in there and fill the void of Ryan Bell's graduation. Up front, we still have some young guys. Kofi Apia is a guy who's not that young. He was the backup to the other two tackles in the previous two seasons, and he's having a really nice spring. He seems to be, you know, maturing very well there. And then we have some freshman guys that are battling for the other spot, so we still have some competition going on for the other tackle position. Inside, we'll be okay. Our returning center, Paul Grattan, has missed some spring with a little finger injury that he had, and you know, it sounds like a small thing, but when you're the center, it's not that small of a thing. So he's been, you know, very limited with what he was able to do on the field. And then the quarterback position, you have Jack Shetlick, who's the returning senior / redshirt junior, who was Zach's backup pretty much for the last 2 years. And then Kadir Ishmael going for, you know, competing for that position as well. And Kadir was able to play and win the Richmond game last year, but he was still able to get a redshirt year because he played less than four games. So those two guys are battling back and forth for, you know, the starting quarterback position in Zach's departure. And we're, you know, seeing very good progress from both of those guys, to be honest. So it's kind of a day-to-day, series-to-series thing that we're giving them both the opportunity to go with both groups, I guess what you would call the ones and the twos. And they've been rotating through very well and getting almost equal repetition. So, you know, we haven't had our overall personnel discussion yet, and as far as who's coming up on top of that, but that's something we're still looking at. On the defensive side, you know, we do have more players back that have played last year, returning starters, if you will, on the defensive side. The secondary looks like they're going to be really solid with, you know, Daquan Amos and Christian Benford, who was last year's CA Rookie of the Year, returning at corner. And, you know, we got Julian Williams and Chucky Smith, some veteran strong safety type players that are coming back. And, you know, Nola Awapetu is another guy. So on the back end, we feel pretty good with what we have in the secondary right now. And linebacker, same thing. We feel like we have decent depth at linebacker. You know, with some of the guys, the only one graduating from last year's team is Jeff Steeves. So, you know, you have Drew Wiley back and Keeling Hunter's still back, and then you have those young guys, the trio that we had in the sophomore class with Amin Black and Forrest Bryan and also Trajan Anderson. So we feel pretty good at depth at linebacker. We got some guys doing some good things there. And then up front, you know, we lost Brian White, the nose tackle, but we still have a lot of guys back who have played quite a bit for us on the edge. Malik Fisher is out there. And, you know, obviously we still have Aaron Siegel in the mix. And Jarrett Nelson really has come into his own. He put on about 15, 20 pounds in the offseason. So he's another sophomore defensive lineman who's added some nice depth there. So we just never have great numbers as far as depth, but it looks like we have some guys that have really, like I said, improved starting in the offseason training into the weight room, and that has been able to carry over to the field for us.
Does the approach to spring change depending upon the experience you've got coming back and stuff like that, or is it pretty much the same regardless of the numbers and the experience?
It's changed overall for a number of things. Number one, the limited number of practices and then the limited number of live opportunities you can have in those practices has changed somewhat over the years. And then we actually just had that conversation this morning with some of our guys or some of our coaches. We had a conversation saying, you know, this returning guy and this guy's going to be a senior and this guy's a fifth-year senior. We kind of know what they can do. So at the beginning, you start out and you kind of go through what you think is going to be, I guess, so-called starting lineup. So your returning starters are the ones taking all the early reps in the first half of the practices and so on. And now we're to that point where, okay, two practices left, kind of know what those guys can do. Don't know how much more live work they really need until we get to the fall. Maybe we should, you know, back off on the live scrimmaging type stuff a little bit here at the end, or maybe if we're going to continue to do the live scrimmaging, give the younger guys added opportunities as opposed to, you know, the true Wileys of the world. And like I said, some of those guys that have kind of already established themselves. So we're actually having those conversations. So that's part of the change, as opposed to just rolling the ball out and playing everybody you have. You might back a few guys off that have, you know, like I said, earned their stripes, so to speak, in some of the previous seasons.